K. Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Conflicting orders for federal government workers who received orders from Elon Musk to list their accomplishments by last midnight or face the possibility of dismissal. CBS's Natalie Brand says they've been told by their own agencies to hold off.
The bottom line here is it seems like the administration now giving deference to these agency heads, which a lot of legal experts, you know, have said that is the way to go here.
Baby steps for the Pope, who's still in critical condition at a hospital in Rome. CBS's Seth Doan.
Doctors are administering less oxygen than they had been, which doctors are telling us is a good sign. He has not had any further respiratory crises.
The Vatican says the Pope held a meeting today on new saints. Terrifying moments on a Delta flight that had just taken off from Atlanta.
People started kind of saying, smoke, fire, kept saying it. We were still climbing up and it was getting worse.
The plane returned to the airport. No injuries reported. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A plan to combat reckless driving was signed yesterday. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley officially adopted a comprehensive safety action plan that targets 25 areas of concern. The plan outlines hundreds of potential safety projects, including smaller roads, slower speed zones, and areas for pedestrians. It's all in response to a 42% increase in fatal and serious car crashes since 2010. With the warmer weather, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says we need to be ready for some possible flooding.
The frost depth matters when it comes to snowmelt and rain arriving. And this season, it's considered normal to above normal. This is from the frequent cold snaps that we've had throughout the winter. And frost depths currently range from 15 inches to as deep as 38 inches, which is much more than we observed this time last year. The deeper frost depth, the more runoff and flooding possible, because the frozen ground will not allow water to readily pass through the surface and be absorbed.
An associate principal at a Whitefish Bay school has been charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. Rebecca Solomon works at Cumberland Elementary, and the charges stem from a December crash in the town of West Bend. Parents got an email yesterday about her absence. The Whitefish Bay School District has confirmed that Solomon has been placed on administrative leave and has not returned to work since the incident. The Iron District Soccer Stadium in Milwaukee is set to break ground by early to mid-summer. Construction costs and financing issues are being blamed for delays, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal. The developers now say they're aiming to have the facility ready for the 2026 United Soccer League season. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Brewers' spring training continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers trying out players and adding familiar faces like Mark Canna, returning with a minor league deal. He could serve as a DH or first baseman. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 12-8. On Sunday, left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby struggled in his first outing against the Rockies, coming off shoulder surgery from nearly 2 years ago.
Even though it's frustrating, frankly, everything felt pretty good. I felt a little bit of rush, maybe a little adrenaline, just getting back out there for the first time. But healthy.
College basketball, the Badgers back in action at the Kohl Center against the Washington Huskies. Greg guarded practice after Saturday's overtime loss to Oregon.
It will be a good learning experience for us if it hasn't been already. We've gone through the film. But then you got to flush it. As I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today when we lost. You have to keep it in balance.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 44. Chance of rain and snow tonight, a low of 33. Rain likely on your Wednesday with highs in the mid-40s. For Wednesday night, slight chance of rain and a low near 32. Thursday, partly sunny, 41. 44 and breezy Friday.
Right now, it's 37.
The The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall.
Is he saying the lunatic?
Yeah, the lunatic.
All right, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host, Sandy Williams, and you, Sandy, the music.
Well, it's just Pink Floyd just talking about lunacy and what it feels like maybe to live in a place where that might be prevalent.
Well, we're dealing with that right now. You know, David is you know, look, Mexico and Canada tariffs to begin next week. Trump announces these 25% tariffs, Andy. I mentioned something about inflation and that people are now starting to worry about inflation. Dave responded right away with, you know, well, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats had all the inflation, and Sandy, they had brought inflation back down to a reasonable number. And as a matter of fact, the last time, as I recall, the Federal Reserve accepted that and believed that inflation had been curbed and started bringing down the interest rates. Maybe I didn't see that, Sandy. Maybe I was asleep. But they saw it and things started heading in the right direction. It's not acceptable to now turn around and rev it back up.
The world experienced the problems of the pandemic, the supply chain disruptions, the shortages, the pent-up demand during the period of the pandemic. And so the world experienced inflation. And the United States did a better job than the rest of the world of curbing that inflation. But, you know, the inflation that we're now going to experience is going to be a self-inflicted wound. And, you know, if you talk about eggs being expensive, wait till you see how expensive avocados get. I mean, you know, people don't eat as many avocados as they do eggs, but it's an example. And furthermore, the American farmers who produce soy and who produce corn, who are used to exporting it to places like Mexico and places like China, are going to find out that, you know, the same thing they found out 5 years ago, which is that they're going to be hurting badly. And the fact is that there's a lot of pain that's experienced as a result of tariffs. And most economists who look at and prognosticate about what the result of these tariffs will be are that the pain is going to far exceed the benefits.
Well, and this is unnecessary, right?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's self-inflicted. It's a policy made by someone who thinks tariff is the most beautiful word in the English language, and he thinks that bigly. and, you know, the fact is that we're experimenting with our economy. We're jumping into a whole bunch of things without any sort of real deliberation associated with it, without any real public input. You know, we've got someone asserting that they have a mandate to do whatever comes into their head, not the things that were talked about during the election. And it's a sorry thing to experience because, you know, we're going to break what wasn't broken.
Well, you know, Sandy, these 25% tariffs that are going to go into effect, I mean, it's going to happen. I don't think people thought it was going to happen because he suspended it for 30 days. They thought common sense would come into play, but it clearly did not.
Well, you know, I'll see what happens in the long run. I'll see. I mean, there's going to be a lot of screaming. The squeal that will come from those who are being hurt by these tariffs will be loud and audible. And we'll see whether there's a response to it that mitigates the extent to which these tariffs are implemented. But if it doesn't, then the pain is going to be significant. And the fact is that the prospect of having the tariffs has already introduced inflation, because inflation is a psychology. If people believe that prices are going up, they will behave that way. And people currently today believe that prices will be going up. And one of the main reasons for that are all these declarations of the implementation of tariffs.
All right, let's go to... let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl and Sandy. As you guys, I guess, fact-check Republicans when they call in, you talk over us, you turn off our mics, and we're used to that. But you couldn't dispute, Dave, that now all of a sudden you and your party care about inflation.
That's a ridiculous statement.
22% over 4 years. Now you care. Well, the mere fact is, this president, we've seen what he's done to the border. We see what he's doing around the world for security.
Well, what is he doing? What is he doing around the world? Hey, what is he doing around the world for security, CJ? No, don't laugh.
What is he doing? Macron yesterday. Did you see him with Macron yesterday?
I saw him with Macron. So what is he doing for security around the world?
There you go.
What is that? What did he do?
Well, can I finish my answer?
Go ahead. Finish the answer.
He's brought countries. He now has the EU. He now has France. He now has Europe and NATO paying their fair share and taking care of their own security. He didn't want out of NATO. He wanted to solve the wars. He wants peace. And what did Biden do? He caused this war.
The reason I cut you off is you talk nonsensically. What you're talking about is it doesn't make any sense. Let's go to Vincent. Good morning to you, Vincent. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. It's ridiculous. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. The fact is, he's made the world more dangerous with the issues that he's dealing with, especially that vote that the United States took in the UN, especially with Russia and North Korea, basically trying to support a lie that Ukraine somehow started this war with Russia. The fact is, he's making the world more dangerous when he's trying to perform this isolation bit that he's trying to perform. The fact is, Macron yesterday basically wiped the floor with him because he tried to tell a lie about how Europe was going to is loaning Ukraine money, and Macron said, "No, we're not. This is not a loan. This is something we're supporting Ukraine fully." So no, Macron did not. The fact is, He is not making this world more safe. The fact is that we're going down this fascist road when we decide to side with individuals who are despots in this world, as far as in Russia and in North Korea. I don't understand where we're going. I don't understand where we're going. So I don't see where this caller says somehow that Donald Trump is making this world more safer.
Well, clearly he's watching Fox News. And so they watch Fox News and they think it's the gospel, and they come and they tout it on these airways. And when you push back on them and you ask them to explain what they're saying, they can't explain it because they've got nothing to back it up. Sandy?
Well, it's interesting. The form of peace that Donald Trump is pursuing is the imperial, the process of dividing the world up into several empires, the American Empire being one of them, the Russian Empire being another, the Chinese Empire being a third, and the European Empire being the fourth. And it appears that he prefers dealing with autocrats, because you can sit down at a table with somebody who rules their country with an iron fist and cut deals. He wants to be that guy for America, and he's got that guy in Russia. It's Putin, and he's got that guy in China, Xi, and he's got that guy in North Korea. And so, you know, and for that matter, Netanyahu has behaved a great deal like that in Israel, a long-term leader, long-term strongman leader. And if that's peace in the world, if that's what we as America think is the proper form of peace in the world, we could have had that peace in 1941 as well. And I just think it's concerning that America is shifting its gears in the direction of believing in the imperial America. And you know, we don't seem to be restive about the notion of taking over Greenland and taking over the Panama Canal and belittling and talking about taking over Canada. This is all a process that is not in the long run going to lead to world peace. The empires will clash with one another at some point. And instead of having territorial wars in smaller parts of the world, we'll have major ones.
All right, let's go to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Yeah, CJ, thanks for the bunch of BS you just put out over the air. You know, 22% was what inflation was before when Biden went into office. It was at 3% when he left. But be that as it may, I'm a little more worried about the undertow, what's going on, as we're looking at Trump on his orange face on TV every day, about the FCC going back and reopening cases, and Trump, while we're all talking about all this stuff that he puts out on the air every day and his, you know, his little conferences are behind his desk, the FCC is trying to build state TV. Joy Reid loses her job at MSNBC. Why? Gee, I don't know. Maybe because she's black. How long will Rachel Maddow have before she loses her job because she talks against Trump? Okay, we are losing the freedom of speech while we're talking and looking at dollar signs. So everybody needs to wake up onto that, too. Because that's happening. It's happening, and there's other stuff happening. And the other thing I don't hear any of these MAGA morons talking about when they call is Elon. Guess why? Because they know what he's doing is messed up. And everybody knows somebody that's been affected by this. And that's it.
Hey, hey Brendan, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday's my call. Sandy Williams, guys, we'll come to you. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. Under the cloud presence, thunder in your ear. You shout, no one seems to hear. Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Community is more than where you live. It's the people in it who show up each day and help it thrive. During Black History Month and year-round, AARP recognizes the everyday excellence of those who give back to their Wisconsin communities. They believe when efforts drive change for the greater good, everyone thrives together. Connect and learn what AARP is doing locally and how they can make the communities better for all ages. Visit aarp.org/WI. Paid for by AARP.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host, Sandy Williams. And Sandy, before we go back to the phone lines, what's frightening to me is that in the face of all of these things that we see happening with Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Republicans, even with the budget and all those things, you see these things happening. And yet there are still people who still support that. There are Americans who still think that this is a good thing, that there's nothing unusual about this, Sandy, and it needs to just go forth and just let it, you know, run its course. But what gets me about it is it's almost as if they can't even envision running its course. Destroys the world, Sandy. It doesn't just destroy this nation. What these people are doing is destroying the world.
Well, we're certainly setting the world up to be far different than it currently is. We're turning our back on civil liberties and deciding that strong-arm government, autocratic, super right-wing governments are the thing. We're trying to export it to Europe. We have our Vice President J.D. Vance taking a position essentially in the German election. We've got people who are looking at this as a worldwide ideological movement, and the movement isn't one that's designed to support civil liberties. It talks about civil liberties, but it talks about them, and then on one side of the mouth, and the other side of the mouth, it talks about repression. And here we have the beginning of repression, serious repression here in the United States. We have a U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia who's talking about prosecuting people in the media for essentially being critical of the incumbent government. We have the clear politicization of the FBI with the appointments that have been made to both the head of the FBI and the deputy. These are political operatives. These aren't professional police. And then we have the notion of politicizing the U.S. attorney's offices around the country. We just had today the dropping of a federal prosecution against a congressman in D.C. federal prosecution because it's a District of Columbia, which appears to have been called off by the U.S. Justice Department as part of this political process. So, you know, this stuff is, as I think Brendan was right, the real danger that I see in the long run is the change of process in the United States, the loss of our due processes, and the loss of our separation of government, and the personalization of power in the hands of the president to the point where he becomes not a president, but a don, much in the nature of the Godfather.
Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Thanks, guys. To echo your comment a moment ago, this is totally unnecessary. This is all manufactured conflict. We should all be doing regular American activities instead of, you know, basically being held hostage by a group of thugs and criminals. There's no doubt that we have lots of work to do, but keep in mind that in recent history, we've had no action or very limited action by Congress, both at the federal level and at the state level. We already know about Wisconsin's gavel in, gavel out, 10-second sessions that dominated during the Biden administration. You know, that's the solution. But for some reason, like you mentioned a moment ago, these guys, the GOP, don't believe in co-equal branches of government. We have a game plan how to resolve our problems. We just have to use it. But when they don't want to fix it, when they want to manufacture conflict, holy smokes, that's what happens. The transfer of wealth has been significant. $50 trillion since 1980. $50 trillion went from the lower and middle classes to the very top. But yet that's not enough. They're still talking about more. So how in the world would anybody could feel comfortable giving these bandits all the power and basically trusting them with America in our future? You've lost your mind. Show me what they've done to earn our profound respect and admiration and trust. I haven't seen it. Finally, you know, this GOP machine of influencers, they're the ones that call job creators and trickle down. They're the ones that put that on the mantle for all of us to revere and salute, when it's been a complete and utter failure. And it's about time that we take this pay-to-play system and stick it right back where it belongs, where the sun don't shine.
Hey, Mike.
It's not doing us anything.
Hey, Mike. Yep. Thank you very much for the call, as always. 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with Sandy Williams. And, guys, we'll come right back to you.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Weather-related problems, a crash, a medical emergency, and a blocked path. Those are problems hitting the hop recently with service issues for the past 4 days. Milwaukee Alderman Robert Baumann, whose district includes the hop, called the situation unacceptable and is suggesting a management issue is impacting the streetcar's operations. The recent troubles come less than a year after the hop expanded its service to include the L line, which now stops at the Couture. The Iron District Soccer Stadium in Milwaukee is set to break ground by early to mid-summer. Construction costs and financing issues are being blamed for delays, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal. The developers now say they're aiming to have the facility ready for the 2026 United Soccer League season. Illegal dumping has led to a large pile of tires in Milwaukee. The city is seeing several areas with illegal tire dumping, including a site on Green Bay Road and Cornell. While the city allows people to get rid of up to 5 tires for free at city lots, haulers typically charge $2 to $3 a tire, which may contribute to the problem. City officials say they're considering incentives for proper tire disposal. Poultry laws are being pondered in Madison. Lisa Hale has more.
Two bills were proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature last week to limit the ability of local governments to restrict residents from maintaining vegetable gardens and chicken flocks. If passed into law, the chicken-related bill would force local governments to allow residential property owners to keep less than 5 chickens or quails, but it could allow those governments to require permits for the birds. The garden-related bill would prohibit local governments from prohibiting or requiring permits for vegetable or flower gardens.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a lead actor in a limited series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 44. Chance of rain and snow tonight, a low of 33. Rain likely on your Wednesday, with highs in the mid-40s. For Wednesday night, slight chance of rain and a low near 32. Thursday, partly sunny, 41. 44 and breezy Friday.
Right now, it's 37.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who talks health and the Oscars. And mob expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk the mafia and urban legends. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You know, part of what frustrates me about all of this is this cold, callous way of looking at other human beings and their pain and their suffering. And the fact that, you know, we don't have compassion. Those people who are supporting this don't have any compassion whatsoever. Sandy, it could be people anywhere in the world, but how can you not have any compassion for your fellow countrymen? You know they're struggling. You know that this is very difficult time, and yet the wealthiest amongst us continuing to get greedier and greedier. Whether or not they get the tax cut or not, Sandy, is not going to change the conditions of the wealthiest amongst us, right? Whatever that tax cut is, it doesn't change their lives.
The only hope that's being held out is the one that I think Dave from Equan wanted to talk about, which is the notion that jobs will get created through the tariffs by causing manufacturing to return to the United States. And, you know, that's a kind of a wait and see proposition. You know, the fact was that Biden had this policy adopted to support the chip manufacturing process and to create factories and jobs in the United States, which the Republicans attacked as a bad idea. So and that was actually taking hold. You know, those jobs in a vital industry were actually coming to fruition. The problem is that tariffs overall are going to create more pain than they are gain, and the pain is going to be for in the name of profits for those who are manufacturers more so than it's going to be jobs, and that's pretty much the prognosis given by the vast majority of economists who look at this and can predict the outcome, and the outcome is not good for Tom, Dick, and Mary.
All right, let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what? Tom. All right, let's go to Susan from Kenosha.
1 second, Earl.
Okay.
All right, we got Tom coming back up. Here we go.
All right, Tom. Go ahead. Tom, you're up. All right, let's go to Susan from Kenosha.
Susan, you're on.
Are we having trouble with the phone lines? Let's go to Ann. Ann, are you there? Okay. Looks like we're having... Oh, go ahead, Ann.
Okay. I want to say, I need to comment to CJ. If he doesn't think Democrats don't care about inflation, we do. But I'm not supporting a felon and a liar and say prices will go down on day one. Why doesn't CJ talk about the economy? That's the biggest reason people voted for Trump. All he does is bring up what Biden didn't do. Well, he's in for a rude awakening. I feel sorry for his daughter. He's protecting a Hitler. Get off of Fox Entertainment, I say. They want to control all our media. And how is that Democratic, Republicans? Once CJ's Social Security and Medicare is affected, then maybe he'll wake up. And that's my message for today.
Hey, Ann, thank you very much for the call. You know, I would say that CJ is just one person. And there are many other people who think just like him. People ask me why I have him on. And I have him on because there are a lot of people who think just like him, Sandy. He's not alone. And so, you know, we can act as if he's, you know, an individual player, but he's not.
No, absolutely not. And there's many people who have decided to buy into the Donald Trump notion that this guy should be given complete latitude regardless of what he talks about. You know, like I said last show, there were people who said like in the last presidential term of Donald Trump, you know, don't take him literally, but take him seriously. And I think that's what most of his supporters have decided, that they don't take him literally, but they think they take him very seriously, and they think that he can do no wrong. And the fact is that I think John Bolton was right yesterday when he said basically that he's got mush for brains, you know, it's all mush, you know. It's not careful thought processes, it's knee-jerk reactions. And I don't think the people of this country really want us to be led by, ruled by an imperial person whose general modus operandi is knee-jerk reactions.
You know, Sandy, John Bolton said he had mush for brains. The most powerful man in the world has mush for brains. How does that leave the rest of us?
Well, that's the scary thing, is that we've got someone who has actual impulse control problems. We've got someone who doesn't understand facts at all, sitting next to Macron and spouting out numbers that had nothing to do with reality. The notion that the United States has committed over $300 billion to Ukraine and that Europe is much less than half of that number, when the fact is that we've committed less than half of $300 billion, and Europe has committed $265 billion. And so, and then he said, turned to Macron and said, and Europe is going to get its money back. Really? There's no means for that. And meanwhile, Trump is trying to exact $500 billion from Ukraine and Zelensky. Why? Because they're in a position of weakness, and I guess the new U.S. policy is that you pick at the bones of the roadkill.
All right, let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. You say what?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know that old saying about a leopard never really changes his spots, you know, where Elon Musk is giving Nazi salutes? Well, I read a while back that, originally the Musks were in Canada. When he was a little boy, I guess one of his parents belonged to the Canadian Nazi Party. I don't know if it was the mother or father. And then they moved to South Africa because I guess they were harassed a lot. Canadians really weren't too happy about Nazis living among them. But anyway, I just wanted to pass that along.
Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call.
You betcha.
Yeah, that's not quite actually how it played out. But, you know, Elon Musk is a Canadian citizen because his mother is Canadian. And so he was able to get Canadian citizenship in that fashion. He was born in South Africa. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Elon Musk, but I think we ought to stick to as factual a basis as possible with respect to him.
All right, let's go to Larry. Larry, you're up next.
Jean from Eau Claire.
Go ahead, Jean.
Okay, yeah. Hey, this is like watching a really, really bad movie. And the people in it just really and truly don't care about anybody but themselves. And we've never been that way in our country. This is our government. And I personally am getting sick to my stomach every time I see those people on. Elon Musk, Mr. Fancy Pants, you know, dancing around, using this chainsaw as he cuts very important services to the people in our country. They're playing willy-nilly with our neighbors like they don't count, and it makes me sick to my stomach. This is not my country, and these people should be run out of office because they are criminals and they are hateful. And they enjoy watching people suffer. There are people with personality disorders who get a little thrill out of hurting people. And these people every day are dancing around and really getting excited as they put people down. They run them down. They hurt them. And it's disgraceful, and it's evil, and it's hurting our country. So those of you who are these great Christians better get to church and start evaluating on how we treat people and how godly we really are, because this is just so awful. So anyway,
hey Gene, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan. You're up next, Susan.
Hi. I obviously, you know, I lived in Milwaukee all my life.
My dad actually worked for NASH, if you remember what that was, car company. And you're right. What happened was the manufacturers did not want to deal with the union, so they pulled all those jobs and they sent them down south. When the south got to the point that they were making a fairly good wage, they sent them overseas. So that's how we lost our manufacturing in this country. And myself, as I'm looking at this and I'm looking at Elon Musk and Trump, it always brings me back to Animal Farm in 1984. If people would read those books, they would actually see what's happening to the United States. And I think it's about time that we get our head out of the sand and we do something before it's too late.
Hey Susan, that's thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I agree with you, but I think it is too late already. Let's go to Cindy. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, I'm just going to ask CJ. He keeps talking about how the convicted rapist is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm just wondering who he's trying to convince, me or himself.
Well, thank you very much for the call. You know, let's go to John from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
Good morning. Good morning, sir. I have two quick points, but the first one is that I have an idea that I've written to our state people, not state, national people. I can't get any traction. I just want to put it out to people, see if they think it's good. We had 75 million people vote for Kamala Harris in the last election. If each of us got together and contributed $100 towards Ukraine, that's $7.5 billion. And that does not count the Republicans that want to defend Ukraine. Our current office holder is for Russia. And we could have, we the people, supporting Ukraine. I don't have the wherewithal, and nor should an individual have it, to set up anything for that kind of structure, that kind of money. But if we bubbled that up and people started moving on that, we're saying that we in America do not stand for our current office holder siding with Russia. We side with the Ukraine.
Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, what I would say to John is I certainly feel pain for Ukraine, but there's some stuff getting ready to happen inside of our nation. We got some stuff to deal with inside of our own nation, Sandy, that, you know, I think we got to take care of first.
Well, we certainly have to pay attention. And my like I've said on earlier shows, I'm most concerned about the notion of the architecture of our democracy, the logistical parts of it, the three pillars of our government, the Supreme Court actually operating in a lawful manner to protect our democracy. And that's who we're going to be relying on next, because our executive has announced their intention to leap beyond the boundaries that have currently existed on executive power. And what we have left to defend our system is the U.S. Supreme Court.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, guys. We'll come right back to you.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. And on the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go right back to the phone lines. Tom from L.A. Tom, go ahead.
Earl, so basically, I just wanted to say that if anybody can write a letter or an email or text to the Ukrainian embassy and tell them that we stand behind them, that would be a big help. I know John had a great idea about the $100, but honestly, Ukraine just needed our weapons, which were the number one weapons manufacturer in the world. And so really and truly, even though we gave money or gave them weapons, it was our weapons, so it really did not cost us in terms of actual money. So what we need to do is support the Ukrainians and say that, we are not, Felon 47 does not speak for us, is what we need to say. My second point is that if you ever notice, Trump tries to make things very simple for people who don't have to think very hard. You know, this whole thing with Vladimir Zelensky only having 4%, the whole idea of NATO being almost like a club, like Mar-a-Lago, where you pay dues to be in it. He tries to go for the very, very simple thing. Rather, it's a lot more complex than that. And when you have people like CJ calling up and saying this stuff, it's like, first off, CJ, you would never be invited to Mar-a-Lago. But second, that's where you pay dues. You don't pay dues into NATO, just to let you know. And no, the Europeans have not paid a lot less money than the United States has. So we need to stop those crazy lies, and we need a media that pushes back on Trump when he says this crazy stuff, so we can actually get the truth out there. That's what they need to start doing with him, is holding his feet to the fire. And I hope that we have a media that can do that.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're up next.
Okay, let me just interject one thing that's an interesting fact, and that is that, you know, now
Trump and Vance and others are demanding that the NATO nations each spend 5% of their GDP on defense, whereas the prior agreement had been 2%, acting as if the United States spends something like that. The fact is, the current percentage of GDP that the United States spends is 3.8%. And so, once again, we're just in the world of made up statistics, but we do it on an official basis, which is pretty frightening.
Bill, you're up next.
Good morning, Earl and Cindy.
Good morning.
Say, keep CJ on, and don't get upset with CJ for this reason. His mind can be swayed real simply, and we see it has.
Swayed in what? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
His mind has been swayed. He's one of the 77 million that can have their mind swayed whichever way the wind blows as long as Trump is in there. They'll believe anything if he said it. But feel sorry for them that they're that much of a sheep that they just follow this shining star of whatever they think he is. A couple other things to remember, CJ. If you value the Constitution, if you value American justice, stand up for it now or forever you'll be lost. Thanks.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. You know, this feeling sorry for people who are supporting a man who's destroying our nation. I can't feel sorry for people who are choosing to go along with a man who openly, Sandy, as you stated, doesn't care at all about the Constitution or this nation.
Well, I think someone who's trying to seize control of every lever of power, the U.S. Attorney's offices, the FBI, the Department of Justice, all of the agencies, and seizing power in the manner of Don Corleone. You know, he's seizing power and then using it just in the same manner that the mafia would use its power. It's a protection racket. Either see it my way or we'll bring the powers of government down upon you. And that is the furthest thing from what our founding fathers had in mind for the United States. That is a return not just to monarchy, but to a malicious form of autocracy.
You know, Sandy, the fear is it's already too far gone to stop it.
Well, it isn't too far gone yet, but it's definitely on the move towards being there. You know, having the FBI now set up the way it is to be a politically operated police department, having the U.S. Attorney's offices operating in what is clear and openly a political processes, having the president bring down the power of the presidency against anyone who speaks up against him and play whack-a-mole in a totally vindictive kind of a way that's based on personal partisan politics is a long way towards exactly what you described.
Sandy, thank you very much. As always, I'll see you again on Friday. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi. Up next, Jane Matinier, Greg Bach Matinier on air. Enjoy the weather.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers is back for a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Government workers are caught between Elon Musk and their bosses after the DOGE chief's latest order giving them more time to justify their jobs. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
Musk issued a new threat last night where he said, basically, it's round two. If you don't reply this time, we will consider this your resignation.
Several departments have told their employees they don't have to submit to Musk's demand. Consumer confidence is plunging. The Conference Board says the index sank from 105 in January to 98 this month. That's the biggest monthly decline since 2021 and a new sign of a slowing economy. An update on the Pope, who's still in critical condition at a hospital in Rome. CBS's Seth Doan.
He slept well last night. We heard from Vatican sources earlier in the day that he was able to get up out of bed, that he's able to eat on his own.
They say he was well enough to hold a meeting today on new saints. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.